In the winter of 2015, my father was officially diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's after years of ambiguous dementia symptoms. The diagnosis was not a surprise, but devastating nonetheless. A lot of the problems my father faces with his memory are due to anxiety about forgetting. He once told me that living with early onset Alzheimer's means always looking over my shoulder like there is something I should be afraid of and not knowing exactly what it is. Mostly he's just really annoyed by it.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thanks.
When my father started showing signs of dementia, I started taking notes on our conversations, spending more time taking pictures of him and recording conversations about his condition.
I think it's scary. For you, what's the scariest part?
I think the scariest part really is the effect that it'll have on my family. I mean, I hate to say it, but at some point there's going to be a point where I will not be as situationally aware as I may be now. And there are times already when Jane has had to help me with things. That's the scariest part and the one that, I fear the most.
Jane is my stepmother. Among many things, he depends on her for memory assistance. Things like, where is it? What is it? Where do I take the dog to get groomed? She recently took a trip to Puerto Rico and Dad stayed home. She arranged for people to stop by to feed him or to take him out for meals. He joked that she was worried he'd forget to eat. He jokes about it a lot. My father drives around town in a limited radius. This includes the grocery store, library, and Dunkin' Donuts. He feels anxious about driving into the next town or getting on the highway. He has OnStar in his car for directions and auto assistance, but it seems like the act of driving itself causes anxiety. Winston, the dog, gets walked twice a day. This is the least stressful part of my father's daily routine. He knows the mile-and-a-half route well and has even been branching out to try new alternate routes to test whether or not he will get lost. Even if he does get lost, the dog has a GPS chip implanted in his back.
I want to go back to talking about technology. You now have things available to you that 20 years ago, someone in the same position wouldn't have had available to them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to put it simply, the technology that I put together, and it's really not rocket science, it's via an iPhone, where I store my brain. The simple things like to-dos and whatever, but more and more, I have to have a data bank or a listing, if you will, of people that I've met and who they are and who they are in my life. Not you, Ellie, but people that I meet, in meetings or I meet at Temple or wherever, and that's a very, very big piece of it.
Singing is one of the things that my father enjoys most in life. He sings in the temple choir frequently. The temple cantor asked him to sing with a group called the Tremble Clefs. It's an ensemble of people with Parkinson's disease. My father does not have Parkinson's, but he has a great baritone, and the cantor told him that his voice would serve as a reference for the Parkinson's patients who have trouble with their voices. For most of his life, my father has been doing musical theater. He recently tried to participate in a production of The Music Man through the temple, but couldn't remember the blocking, so he had to drop out. He does not remember how to read music, but he can still learn new music through listening and repeating.
I think that in a situation like this, the feelings are going to be very intense. And as the process of my disease progresses, it's not going to get prettier. And so we've got to be prepared for that.
But I have to say, you can intellectually prepare for something, but I don't think you can ever emotionally prepare for this.
Well, you can't. I thought given everything that I've been through already would have prepared me for the new latest news. And it sure did not. I had to cry. I mean, I cried, and I know I'm not the only one. And that release of the emotion is just what the first step in the family coming to grips with what it means.
The amazing thing about my father is that he's more worried about the impact his disease will have on the family than himself. When I visit home, I feel like I am always sitting on the edge of my seat, watching his every move like an overprotective parent. It's devastating to talk to my father every week and to notice the slight changes. He's the closest person to me in the world, and he is falling away a small piece at a time.
In our life, we all have to be ready to take on whatever we are handed and deal with it.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too.
Thank you.